Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast, and I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, that's not even a cliche. Without you, there's no me. I want to start this off by saying it's sad what happened in Baltimore. The Baltimore Key Bridge collapsed. It got hit by a boat. And before I go on, like, it was six workers. It was eight workers at the time on the bridge, construction workers doing work on the bridge. They rescued two, and six other people, they trying to say, passed away. I hope that isn't the case, but if it is, my condolences are sent out to their families, and may they rest in peace. Now, let's get to this situation. I watched it on YouTube. I know everybody that's seen it. There's no way we thought. I mean, the boat hit the pressure. I mean, it hit the pressure point to a T. Like, and it's sad, but you couldn't ask for a better hit, because it collapsed the whole bridge. It's like the bridge just collapsed like a cheap tent, like a cheap umbrella. Like, you know, a cheap umbrella, once the wind blow hard, it just fold all the way up. Yeah, that kind of umbrella. That's how the bridge went down. Now, the boat did everything it was supposed to do to notify the right people, to let them know that they had an issue. They sent out a mayday. Everybody coordinated the way they were supposed to coordinate. It's just them guys, man, the workers. And just from looking at it, if I was on that bridge, just looking at it from a distance, and you probably could see the boat coming, but where it's gonna hit at, are you really thinking it's gonna impact where you at? Because I watched it over and over and over again, and it's like, yo, that was crazy. It's just a crazy situation. It's just a lot of things going on in the world, man. This just add to the long list of madness that's happening, man. And again, to the six people that they haven't found, I hope you are still alive. But they basically saying that they don't think y'all are. And again, to their families, sending you my condolences, and may they rest in peace. Things happen, but man, you don't expect something like that to happen. Like, and them guys was working on the bridge at a time that when you work on the bridge during that time of the morning, you know, there's, you know, light traffic, basically. That's when you do all your bridge work. During that time of the day, especially that kind of work. But whoever thought, man, the Baltimore Key Bridge would collapse like that. It got hit by a massive container ship named the Dolly. Yeah. I'm just thinking about the people. The bridge can be replaced, and the traffic in Baltimore is going to be crazy. They're going to have to get that done ASAP, because I can only imagine the chaos that this situation have just created. You know, it really created some chaos. Like, the powers that be got to really, you know, they got to put their head together to figure out, you know, how we going to navigate this traffic, and how we going to do it in a way that everything going to run smoothly. Can you imagine? Like, I can only imagine. I done seen it in the little town that I live in when they got to work on something. Man, it'd be crazy. But that's a crazy situation. And they didn't do it on purpose. The boat ain't hit the bridge on purpose. They had a serious failure, man. Like it was smoke everywhere. Like, their lights was flicking on and off. Like, yeah, it was real. And just like the dude said, the mayor, I think, he said it looked like some out of a movie. really did. It looked like they was shooting an action sequence, and when it was all said and done, it said cut. It's just the people, though. Just the people, man. Like, and again, and I know I done said it more than I needed to say it, but may those people rest in peace, man. And I hope the company take care of their families the right way. I know no one ever expected this was going to happen. Like, damn. It just make you wonder sometime, man. Like, it just make you wonder, man. Just make you wonder. I really don't know what to say, man. Like, it's just sad, man. All the way around the board. There's people that lost their lives, man. Like, there's people that lost their lives, man. I could put myself in that situation. I done did that kind of work before. Not to that extent, but I done worked in an oil refinery. So I know the dangers, you know, being inside a dike wall, you know, pipes leaking. You know, you can't drive your trucks up there because the exhaust can cause an explosion. But who else would have thought a boat would hit a bridge, and the bridge was just, it would just like drop like it did. It's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. But I hope the people get it all together, get it fixed. And then you got Fox News. You know what, man? You know, the media is just, the media could be a dog at times, man, because Fox News, I'm talking about Joe Biden tried to make the bridge collapse about him. How in the hell Biden tried to do that? Like, people will tell these people anything, and these people will go for it. You cannot believe everything that you hear and everything that you see. Like, you got to take some things with a grain of salt, you know what I mean? Like, at least fact check something. But I see sometimes, man, people don't like to fact check anything. Because at the end of the day, it's like being wrong. It's like the worst thing in the world. But it should be the best thing in the world. Because you can learn from your mistakes. But I digress. Back to the bridge. And again, you know, the people did what they supposed to do. The rescue team, like the two people that got saved. I'm glad they survived, you know. But to the other six, man, it's just sad. It's just sad, man. And on that note, I appreciate y'all's time. I just wanted to come make a quick podcast about this. Just talk about it a little bit. Get it off my chest. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And thank you to the new people again. And again, and again, and again. I really appreciate it. I told y'all, you know how I'm doing it. Like it's 1999. Like I'm slinging mixtapes out the back of my truck. Tell people about me. If you like it, share it. Why not? Again, thank you. I love you. Round of applause to you.